only education. Hi, this is Burt Ward, Robin from the TV series Batman. You've got to keep listening to Animal Radio. Wowie zowie, they've got the best information. It's so entertaining. To the Batmobile, citizens.
Oh, admit it. You're one of those people. Cat dictates where you sleep in your bed because you don't want to wake them. Yeah, sure, the cat and the dog both sleep exactly where you'd like to sleep. And sure, you get no sleep, but you're not bitter because you love those animals dearly.
You don't dare disturb them.
It's Animal Radio. If you're like me, not bitter because the animals can sleep anywhere in your bed.
Freudian slip.
Then you're listening
Truth
to the
comes out here, Hal. It
right
comes
radio
out now.
Show. Yes. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? I'm just laughing at that because, yeah, my cat dictates where I sleep when I go home.
Well, you'll be like a pretzel, won't you, in bed?
Oh, yeah. And I'm always reminded when I was younger, I heard a story about Buddha and how he was late for a meeting because he wouldn't disturb a cat that was sleeping on his robe. So he had an aide cut the robe around the cat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love it. That's a great story. Look that one up, Guido. I want to share that with the kids. How can we help you today, Brian?
Well, I had called a while ago about my cat, and the thing is, I drive a truck for a living, and you guys were really awesome. You actually sent a book to my ex-girlfriend, who my cat is living with,
cool.
And it's been really helpful to her, and she really appreciates it, you know, in understanding cats, because she's never been around any, so that was really great.
Good. Well, great.
But my question is this. I drive a truck for a living, and my cat's an older cat, and she hates to be in any vehicle, and I just don't want to put her through the trauma of getting used to being in the truck. So I was thinking of getting a kitten, but I was wondering if there was any advice you had on getting a cat used to riding in a truck.
Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely. Part of that is actually going to become part of your kitten training. And we kind of scratch our head. We don't really train kittens, do we? Dogs we do train as puppies. But kittens, you basically are going to make her sensitized to this kind of travel. So litter box habits, that comes easy. You don't have to train that. But what we'll do for training for travel is we're going to start very simple. We're going to start first off with, now I got to ask you, first of all, do you want her having free roam of the cab, or are you going to actually have her in kind of a confined little area?
Nope, free roam. You know, the old thing, you know, dogs have owners, cats have a staff, and
okay.
The cat gets free roam, she'll run the truck, pretty much.
Well, basically, we're going to actually, it helps if we have a home base that we can acclimate her to. So if you have a cat bed that we can get her used to, we're going to try to ask her to try to get comfortable in that when we start training her for the car. So basically, that will be her favorite spot. You're going to treat her there. You're going to give her yummies. You're going to give her love in that place. And then you're going to take that with you into the cab. And you might start even with a smaller vehicle, so it's easier to just do short little bouts. But basically, we're going to do just starting up the engine, getting it warm, making the sounds, and maybe just driving just a little bit, going forward and back, and that's it. We treat, we reward during that, and that's our exposure. We build up on that positive experience. Because it's a short trip, it's not likely to be scary for her. And because you're there and you're giving her yummies, it's going to be a good association. So you're going to have to gradually build up to that, from just kind of going into the vehicle to going a little bit further to making short little trips or errands. So that's how we basically build up to a cat that is going to like to travel. And the other thing that really helps is that if you're picking out a kitten, we're going to look for one that's, you know, we kind of talk about this every week, it seems, the cat dog. You're going to look for one that's a little bit more laid back, that's not as apt to startle with sounds or uncertain things. Having a personality for travel helps tremendously. We can only train so far. So we want to make sure that we kind of work on both picking the right kind of kitty and gradual exposure to the travel experience.
So laid back is like an indicator of a personality that'll enjoy the travel and all that?
Mostly what it indicates is that we'll be less apt to be startled by other vehicles flying by, horns, noises, things that we don't think about as we're traveling, but can be very scary for a pet that's not exposed to that. And actually, that's probably step two of your training for travel, is that we want low-level noises that you're going to experience on the road and the kitty's going to be exposed to, and we want to make that something that becomes part of the training too. So, you know, simply having an audio tape of some of these things, and while you're just practicing these short little travel bouts, having that playing and having it being non-scary, because you know, some pets really get freaked out when those other big rigs go flying by.
Okay, excellent. I really appreciate your help and advice. You guys have been
my
great.
Pleasure.
I learn everything every week when I listen.
I know. I listen every week, and I just, it's amazing. It's if I miss a week, I just feel totally out of the loop. That's what I...
Well, you know, my ex-girlfriend, I had a little real quick story if I can. Last time I was home to visit, she has a Pomeranian that I call Rat Dog. And she told me, she says, you need to talk to your friends on Animal Radio because they would not like what you do to her.
Oh, well, what do you do?
Well, years when we first got together, she has hardwood floors. And, of course, you got to wing the Pomeranian across the hardwood floors. And I would set up her toys like a little bowling thing, and I call it Pomeranian bowling.
Sure.
And when I come over now to visit my cat when I go through Columbus, her dog will bring her toys out and set them up.
Well, there's actually a Pomeranian bowling league. So that,
I was thinking of getting into one, you know.
Okay, we're just joking, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to point it out right
now.
Don't
do
we're just
this
joking.
At home.
Yes.
Again, thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys and the help.
Thank you for calling.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, this is Doug Gray of the Marshall Tucker Band, and forever you'll always be listening to Animal Radio. Keep loving those pets.